Well, most of us love wild blueberries, and recently researchers learned that apparently wolves do as well. Here to tell us all about it is one of those researchers, Thomas Gabel. He's the project lead for the Voyagers Wolf Project and a PhD student at the University of Minnesota. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Tom Gabel.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little more about yourself, Tom, and the Voyagers Wolf Project.
Yeah, so like you said, I lead the Voyagers Wolf Project, and I've been working on the project since we really started doing intensive wolf research on the project in 2015. And the Voyagers Wolf Project really is trying to understand the summer ecology of wolves. So we're trying to understand mainly their predation behavior and then also their pup-rearing behavior. Because really during the summer, wolves are doing two main things. They are having their pups and raising their pups, and then they're killing prey to feed themselves and to feed their pups. So if you really want to understand wolves during the summertime, we have to know information about both these aspects of their ecology. And unfortunately, due to the really dense vegetation in the North Woods, understanding what wolves do during the summer is really challenging because you can't see them. So that presents a lot of challenges.
And where's the project based out of? What area are you studying?
So we are studying wolves in and around Voyagers National Park. And the project as a whole, is a collaboration with Voyagers National Park and then the University of Minnesota. And then we get a lot of extra funding support from the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. So there's a lot of agencies and groups that are helping make this project possible.
Great, and that's nice to see that collaboration. Why all the research? Why the emphasis on summer and diet? And is there, driving policy here? What is the intent of the research?
A lot of our research is really just focused on trying to understand wolves as a species. Right now, we have sort of a 7-month black box in our understanding of wolves, and that's from April until October when we really don't know that much. We know generally speaking, yep, they eat deer and beavers and some other foods, but we don't understand what that actually means. And so it's hard to understand how wolves are interacting in our ecosystem with their prey species. Without having estimates of how many beavers does a typical wolf kill during the summer, how many deer, how many deer fawns. So understanding those sort of things are helpful in understanding and making potentially management decisions down the road. Or at least I would say that having an understanding of how the ecosystem operates can be really helpful for making sound management decisions. So that's really been the push, though, for us is really just to understand, to do as much as we can, get as much information as we can, so that we can understand wolves as a species during that summer period.
Well, I think it's something really interesting and nothing I really considered that the wolves' diet is very different between the summer and the winter season. And if you could explain some of that difference and why that's important or what causes that difference.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's really a good question. So during the wintertime, wolves are mainly eating deer and moose if you're in sort of the northeastern part of the state. And the reason for that is during the wintertime, wolves are traveling around as a cohesive pack or a unit, and they need to kill large prey to feed every pack member. Small prey like snowshoe hares or something just isn't going to cut it. But once the wolves have their pups in the springtime, the way the pack all interact together totally changes. So instead of traveling around as a cohesive unit and as a pack, the wolves start traveling around as individuals within the pack. And then that den becomes where the pups are, becomes like the focal point of all the wolf pack activity. The wolves are going to and from that den over and over between foraging bouts where they're going and getting food. And during the summer, then wolves are primarily doing this by themselves, and so their energetic demands change. So now a food item that might have not fed the whole pack might be sufficient for one wolf. So, for example, a medium-sized beaver, that wouldn't feed a whole wolf pack, but it would feed an individual wolf for a while. So, and so that's part of it. The other part of it is that during the summer, deer, which are wolves, primary annual prey in our area, deer are in pretty good nutritional condition. So they are have a lot of vegetation during the summertime. They can outrun wolves pretty easily, and so wolves can't catch and kill them that well. And so wolves turn to all sorts of other food sources that might be available. And in our area, that's beavers during certain times of the summer. When deer fawns are born, wolves will take advantage of the fawns while they're young and vulnerable. And then once we have blueberries come out, we see wolves going after blueberries pretty heavily. And then we've had some packs that have some unique behaviors, such as a pack that figured out how to hunt fish during the spring when the white suckers are running and things like that. So there's a lot of variability in the summer diet, and that's just because wolves are trying to take advantage of any food source that might be coming available that could provide energy.
Boy, talk about following the laws of nature there, Tom. It seems like those wolves are adaptable.
And oh, yes.
Like you say, any food source that's available. And the big news now, I see your press release from a few weeks back out of the University of Minnesota, the Voyager's Wolf Project, discovering, proving, whatever it is that's this blueberry hype. If you could talk us through what is in the news right now with wolves and berries.
Sure. So, you know, our project is documented based on some diet studies that we've done that blueberries can be an important summer food source. And I use the word important, meaning that it's a large part of their diet based on the percent of their diet. So we've documented that during certain weeks of July, when berries are really abundant, up to 83% of the weekly diet of individual wolf packs can actually be blueberries,
wow,
which is striking to a lot of people. And so we've known this has been going on, and there have been some people that I've spoken with in the local area who don't believe that that's true, that sort of were making that up. And so we sort of set out, not for that reason mainly, but we wanted to see this behavior. So we went out and have been putting remote cameras out on these berry patches the past couple of years, hoping to get this behavior and to really see wolves doing this. And we really weren't successful up until this past summer, when we put out 25 remote cameras and got a bunch of footage of wolves eating blueberries, which we posted online on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page and things like that. And to our knowledge, that is the first observation of wolves eating blueberries that we're aware of, or at least video evidence, I should say. And so that was really cool to have that sort of documented evidence that, yeah, this is something wolves certainly do. And here's the proof of it. The real question, though, is not do wolves eat berries or how many berries do they eat. It's are these berries, is it important to them as a food source? Like, they might eat a bunch of it, but what are they getting out of it? And is that substantial? We suspect that a lot of this berry eating behavior is done sort of out of, maybe you could say, desperation or even starvation, that berries are basically starvation food that wolves eat when they can't get other prey. So what's important to note is that when blueberries are abundant, which is July and the beginning of August, is when wolves are basically having their hardest time of the year to actually get food. Because by early July, deer fawns, which were vulnerable all of June, have gotten older, and many of them can now outrun wolves. And then beavers, their other prey, during July are relying a lot more on aquatic vegetation. So they're probably not on land as much. So these two food sources that wolves are relying on have sort of dried up to an extent. And while this is occurring, wolves' pups are getting bigger and bigger by the day, meaning that they need to get more and more food to keep their pups growing. And so if you're a wolf, what do? And it seems that eating berries is probably part of the solution, where you're just better off to sit in a berry patch, eat a bunch of berries, not move around a whole lot, and just try to conserve energy or at least slow the amount of energy that you're losing.
You know, I did notice some pretty lean-looking wolves on those videos in the blueberry patch. So now I get the starvation reality. VoyagersWolfProject.org for those that want to click and view. We're speaking with Tom Gable. He is the director, a project director on the Voyagers Wolf Project and a PhD student at the University of Minnesota. And enlightening us on timber wolves and their dietary habits. The summer for the wolf is particularly challenging given the heavy forest cover and the pup season. And so blueberries, the go-to fruit on the vine. Any other evidence of other foraging for, you know, flora, fauna, other than the meats? Is there other examples of eating bark, for example, if they're really hungry?
We have not seen that, but we do see them also eating in late August wild plums. So wild plums will fall off the trees, and there will just be like tons of these plums scattered around below them. And we've started finding scats full of what we now know are plum pits, but we thought maybe they were like pumpkin seeds or something, because we're like, what on earth are these these seeds and these scats that we're finding. And then, you know, as we learned a little bit more, like, oh, they're just eating the plums that have dropped below. So that's been a pretty unique one. And then another really common one is bear bait piles. So in August, late August, when people start, or bear hunters start baiting bears, they start, you know, putting a bunch of food out there, and wolves respond to that. And they start going to those piles and eating that bear bait. And so they'll see scats full of nuts and candies and you name it. Because, again, they're just starving almost, and they're trying to get as much food as they can at that time.
Well, Tom, great work with the Voyagers Wolf Project, and thanks so much for your time here on the Roadhouse tonight. For folks that want to see this online, check out voyagerswolfproject.org. And, Tom, what's next on your list of things to investigate?
Well, you know, our big one now is really just trying to collect more information, really on wolf-deer interactions and wolf-beaver interactions. We really want to understand the number of fawns and beavers that individual wolves are killing, and then what's driving the variation that we see. Because we see that some wolves are really good at, say, killing beavers, and others aren't, and same thing with fawns. And so we want to try to understand what are the factors that influence the number of prey that individual wolves kill, because that's really important for understanding how the ecosystem as a whole sort of functions. And that allows us to take our results from our project and sort of extrapolate to other areas in Minnesota or maybe other similar ecosystems in the Great Lakes region.
Well, best of luck with that, Tom.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Tom Gable, project lead for the Voyagers Wolf Project. Thank you, Tom. Take care.
Sure. Me too. Bye.